Okay, good morning, everyone. Last week, we dealt with a very interesting question about a rabbi who has a mincha ma'ariv minyan before the plag and after the plag, meaning he davens mincha before the plag and ma'ariv after the plag. And now ma'ariv is over. Instead of saying good night, he says, would you like to put on tefillin? And we said, well, you just daven ma'ariv. You declared it was night and finished. On the other hand, it's broad daylight outside. It's before, it's after the plag, but before shkia, before sunset, and definitely before tzeit ha'kochavim, before nightfall. And the question is, what do we do? And we ended last week at number two, in which the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't. Once you've davened ma'ariv, you've declared it's night. But he did use the words v'yesh mi she'omer. Now when he says, and there are those that say, usually there's a descending opinion before. Sometimes after. In this case, there was no descending opinion, not before, not after. And we asked why. Why did he use that particular phraseology of v'yesh misha omer? And some say that you can't put on tefillin after ma'ariv if you daven ma'ariv at the plag, or a minute after the plag to be precise. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha say that you should, that many achronim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the question is, why did he use the words v'yesh misha omer? And here again, we're going into the word of the world of responsa literature, how a rabbi has to deal with, on the one hand, the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, as was accepted, and on the other hand, he has to deal with the vicissitudes of life. And they're not always a beautiful mathematical equation. Sometimes they clash. So what's at stake here? You have a biblical commandment to put on tefillin every day. The rabbi has a chance to offer it to the non-congregants that came, that did not put on tefillin earlier. And on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch says, Gesh Misha Omer, in the name of the Truma Sadeshen, that you can't. So last week we ended with this question, and I wanted to say today that for two reasons I believe that if asked, indeed you should encourage people to put on tefillin, even after they daven ma'ariv at the plag. I'm not talking about tefillin at night. We saw last week that rabbinically that's forbidden. I'm talking about, except for extreme circumstances, I'm talking about tefillin when it's broad daylight outside and you've already davened ma'ariv. And the reason I say that is that the words of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillin seems to be pretty inconsistent with our halachic behavior throughout the year. And I want to make this very clear. There are times of the year where we daven ma'ariv at the plag. It is broad daylight outside. But we do not turn day into night. We daven ma'ariv, but we didn't turn day into night. And let's begin with the simplest question. Shema. So you come to ma'ariv, you say two brachos before, and then you say Shema, and then usually you say two brachos afterwards, and Chutz La'aretz in some places three brachos afterwards. Gal Yisrael, Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, and the long bracha of Baruch Hashem La'olam Amvein Ba'amein. In Israel, two brachas. And then you go home, and you have dinner and whatever. And now it's nightfall. What do you do? What do you do? You say Shema again, and you all said that very like matter-of-factly, right? Well, and that's what they announce in shul, right? They bang on the beam and they say, don't forget to repeat Shema. Is that actually something that is wholeheartedly accepted throughout the Jewish world? Take a look. You don't have to look far. Take a look at the source sheet. You don't even have to look at the source sheet. I want you to picture it in your mind. The first daf of the first Masechta in Shas. Me'matai korim et Hashma ba'arvis. When do you start davening, say Shema at Ma'ariv? And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mishasha kohanim nichnasim le'echol b'trumatan. When the Kohanim go to eat Truma. So the Kohanim were, unfortunately, impure, and they went to Mitzvah. They still have to wait till when? Till nightfall. So, the Yerushalmi comes along and asks, and says the following words, HaKorek kodem lachen lo yatsa yedech lavato, and therefore if you say Shema earlier than that time, namely night, dark, you didn't fulfill your obligation. Im kein, says the Yerushalmi, lama korin oto beveit haKnesset, so why do we daven it and say it in shul earlier than that time? I'm sure you've been at those minyans. It's a plag minyan. It's a minyan that davens ma'ariv right after shkia during ben hashmashos. Why do we say Shema then? It's not time yet. Rabbi Yossi, ein koin on top of bitakneset b'shvil atzet yidei chovato, ela kadei lamot b'tfila mitok dvar shel Torah. You don't read it at shul in order to fulfill your obligation to say Shema at night, but rather so that you should come into Shmon Esrei with words of Torah. What are the words of Torah? Shema. So if you're at a plag minyan, you may have thought I said Shema. The answer is no! What did you do? You read Psukim from Sefer Devarim and from Sefer Bamidbar. You thought it was Shema. It's not Shema. Why is it not Shema?
The wrong time.
It's the wrong time. Just like if you're reading Parshat Shlach, and you happen to be reading Vayomar Hashem Moshe Limor Daberu B'nei Yisrael V'Amarta Lehem V'Asu Lehem Tzitzit, no one in their right mind would say, oh, the Baal Korah is reading Shema, is saying Shema. What would we say? He's raining! So you all thought you were that. That's what it seems the Yerushalmi says. On this Yerushalmi, together with this Mishnah, there is a huge machlokas Rishonim, and you don't have to go and look for it. It's on the first daf of the first Masechta, right there. You can turn the page, and I'm going to paraphrase it. Says Rashi on the first daf of the first Masechta in Shas. Well, by us, in France, by us in Germany, we daven Ma'ariv early, so how do we fulfill the mitzvah of saying Shema? He says, when you go home at night, and before you go to sleep, there's something called Kriyat Shema Alamita. That's when you fulfill your obligation. And thus, continuing suit, the Rashi basically says, when you daven and say Ma'ariv, and you say Shema, you're not fulfilling your obligation. When can you fulfill your obligation of Shema?
At night.
At night, when it's dark. That's what Rashi says. The Rosh, also someone that was originated in Germany and later on became a Sephardic Rav, the Rosh says something very similar, and he attacks Rabbeinu Tam, who says the opposite. On the right side of the page, you'll see on the first page in Chas, the first Tosfos in Chas, Rabbeinu, as usual, Tosfos attacks Rashi and says, what are you talking about? If you daven at Plaga Mincha, like in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that that's Ma'ariv time, it's also Shema time. When the Torah says you should say Shema b'shoch b'cha, when you lie down, when is lying down time? When you daven Ma'ariv. So if you decided that davening Ma'ariv today at Plag, I don't know when Plag is, let's just say for the sake of argument, 6 o'clock, that's bedtime. 6 o'clock, that's the time we're going to retire. Now you may say, our clocks don't work that way, fine. But the minute you daven Ma'ariv, you declare that day is night, and therefore you can say Shema, and says Rabbeinu Tam together with the Ri, you do not have to repeat Shema later. Interestingly, and I'll just say this in parentheses not to mix you up, he attacks Rashi because Kriyat Shema Lamita is only one parshia and not all three. But he starts in saying, we daven in shul and we do not repeat Shema. The Trumat HaDeshen, who was the reason why the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you can't put on tefillin after Ma'ariv if you daven early at the plug. In the first Trumat HaDeshen, on the first page of the Trumat HaDeshen, Tshuva Aleph, right at the beginning, talks about the fact that in his communities they're davening very early, too early as a matter of fact, not at the plug, but like 4 or 5 hours earlier, and he says this has absolutely no credence in halacha. But he says that if indeed they daven Ma'ariv a minute after the plug, in accordance with the view of Rabbeinu Tam, you don't repeat Shema. You don't repeat Shema! You've declared it's night, night. Night is night. It's broad daylight outside. Pretend it's night. Second day Yontif, pretend there's a suffix that you don't know when Yontif is. Pretend. As if. You don't like it? Because you declared it's night, it's night. Rashi disagrees. How do we paskin on this question? So you all said before, how do we paskin?
We say Shema again.
The Rosh says, indeed, you can daven Ma'ariv, that's the Rabbanan, but he says, and I quote, again, this is the first Rosh and the first Rosh of the first Masechta Aleph Aleph. Everything here is Aleph Aleph. You can remember it Baal Peh. Go home and both to your wives you learned today and quote the source, and wow, how did you know that by heart? That's amazing. Yeah, it's Bet Amud Aleph. Wow, how did you know it wasn't Aleph Amud Aleph? Don't tell her that there's no Aleph Amud Aleph in the Bavli Shas. Bet Amud Aleph. So she says, hey! In the first, so she says, with regard to Ma'ariv, you can daven Ma'ariv early. Avali inyan kriyat shma lazman shchivahu. This is not the time people go to sleep. People go home, have 2-3 hours of TV and hopefully learning and doing other recreational activities. They're not going to sleep yet, and therefore your Shema, you have to say again when it gets night. How does Shulchan Aruch Paskin? I remind you, this is the same gentleman that said, if you daven Ma'ariv, you can't put on tefillin afterwards. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Tzman kriyat Shema balayla misha'at yitziyat shlosha kochavim. When the three stars come out, that's when the Shema time. Ve'ima tzibur magdimim likot kriyat Shema miba'od yom, and if they daven Ma'ariv early at a plag minyan, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So if you would have told me that he paskined that you can't put on tefillin after Ma'ariv, I would have said, oh, he's like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tumas Hadeshen, you know, night is night. What is he paskin? Yikrai mahem kriyat shma bichotecha v'yitpalali mahem. Say kriyat shma. It says so in the art school sitter, or in the Koran sitter, or in the Birnbaum sitter. You follow the instructions. But says the Shulchan Aruch, ukeshiyagi azman. Correct kriyat shma v'lo brachot. Now, can you understand why the Shulchan Aruch said v'yesh misha omer about our tefillin question? Because the same Rav Yosef Karo that paskin, if you daven Ma'ariv, you can't put on tefillin, is the same Rav Yosef Karo that comes along and says what? Repeat Kriyat Shema later. I don't understand. If it's night, then it's night for everything. And if it's not night, you want to make a distinction between biblical commandments and rabbinic. So rabbinic Ma'ariv, fine. But biblical, when it's time, then how come tefillin's left out? Tefillin's a biblical commandment. Therefore, I think that's why the Shulchan Aruch said what he said. And indeed, you can see the two Mishnah Berurahs here on the page. Indeed, they both say, both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Ma'ariv, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hamitpalel b'mekomot ha'elu, yirei lachzor l'krot kriyat shma she'yagi hazman. So what do we see here? You can daven Ma'ariv early. That's a mefurish Mishnah, plag ha'mincha, right after the plag. If you daven mincha before plag, Ma'ariv after the plag. But kriyat shma you say again. So how come with tefillin you can't say the same thing? You can daven Ma'ariv. But with regard to biblical commandments, it's still day. And if you did not fulfill your commandment, do it. Now, not only is this true in a biblical commandment of Shema, it is true with regard to a rabbinic commandment. Sfirat ha-omer. Now, you're all looking at me saying, what do you mean rabbinic? It's that so in the Torah. Sfartem lachem imacharat ha-shabbat. Many good Jews say that every night before they count Sfira for 49 nights. Well, the answer is that according to the majority of Rishonim outside of the Rambam, maybe a few others, today, Sfira is derabbanan for one reason. How does the Torah present Sfira? You bring a korban, a omer on the second day of Pesach, you start counting Sfira, and Sfira on the 49th day, the 50th day, you bring Shtei Alechem. Do we do that today? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Without the korban, a omer says, most Rishonim, it's derabbanan. And this has many ramifications. So we're at a derabbanan. We're davening Ma'ariv. Okay? Broad daylight outside. Tonight, let's say it's the second night of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Night. Quote unquote. So Pesach this year was Shabbos. Now you're standing Sunday. And you're davening it up. Or you're davening properly. You daven Ma'ariv at the plug. You count Sfira to Omer. Magdimim litpalel avit yoter miyimot achol. Ubeplag ha-mincha yachol la'adik ul-kabel b'shabbat b'tfilat arvit v'le'chol miyad. So on Friday night, you all know you can make an early minyan, says the Shulchan Aruch. And you can go home, make kiddush, do the works. However, this is the Shulchan Aruch with regard to Sfira to Omer. Hamitpalelim atzibur miba'ol jom. If you daven at a plag minyan, monei mahem below bracha. If they say Sfira to Omer, you should count with them without a bracha. V'im yiskor balayla, if you remember it's at night, yivarlech v'yispor. And says the Rama, afilu ana meino berkat ha-kahal. Im hayad dato shelo latzed yatzo yivarlech v'yispor balayla. First of all, we know from here that they did do Sfira to Omer in an early minyan. And I think that is important because if they don't count then, they won't count at all. So perhaps, and there's many, many that say it's okay. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should count later. So you go home Friday night, picture the scene. Friday night, let's say Friday was the 16th day of the Omer. Friday night should be, which day of the Omer? 17th. The 17th. So you come home, you wish a good Shabbos. And you say hi to your kids, and you sing Shalom Aleichem, and you wash, and you sit down to your meal, and then you're eating your gefilte fish, and you say Divrei Torah, and then it becomes night. Then you get up and you say Sfira to Omer. But wait a minute. You just acted as if it was the 17th day of the Omer. So how do you do an about face and say, no, only now is the 17th day of the Omer? Mishnah Berurah, right there. Afilu be'eret Shabbat shekvar kibel Shabbat. Ve'gam yitpalalim atzibur. Afilu ha'achi yivarech v'yispor balayla. Answer. Ma'ariv can be davened. Shabbos can be accepted early. But it does not turn Friday into Shabbos. Sfirat HaOmer is an expression of it no longer being Friday, but it being Saturday. So therefore, even if you pretend, not pretend, but you actually accepted Shabbos on Friday night early, you still are able to say Sfirat HaOmer later. And I'll say more than that. And if you forgot to count Sfira on a Friday, or to be more precise, Thursday night, can you come home Friday night? Good Shabbos, everyone. How are you? Today is the 16th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 2 days, or you can't? Can you make up? Answer is, according to this, yes. With regard to Sfirat HaOmer, it's still Friday. With regard to Hilchos Shabbos, it's Shabbos. So as you can see, there's a distinction. We started out with Shema. With regard to Ma'ariv, it's Ma'ariv time, but not with regard to Shema. Now we went on to Sfirat HaOmer, Rabbinic Commandment. With regard to Shabbos, it's Shabbos. And you can make Kiddush and all the works. With regard to Sfirat HaOmer, it's still Friday. And you can make up the Friday Sfira. And Friday night, when it gets dark, you count the Sfira for Friday night. Yes, Bruce?
Does this mean if something important came up that you might think you can Lechal Shabbat, which you've taken on early, are we more lenient in that situation?
No. No. Not necessarily, because you've accepted Shabbat. We see that very, very explicitly. If you can make Kiddush, then from your perspective, it's Shabbat for all states and purposes. There is one thing you can do during that time, and that is you can ask a Jew to do it for you. The Chachamim made a gzera against Goyim, because they didn't fathom a situation that it's going to be Shabbos for you and not for a Jew. But in this particular case, it's possible. There's numerous shuls today. So therefore, your neighbor didn't accept Shabbos early. You can ask him, I forgot to put on my air conditioner.
I assume that your wife took it on also. Any member of
Again, we soul? Dealt with this last time. You asked the same question. I answered you the same thing. And I'll answer you again. The Kabbalah Satzibor is Mechayev the Tzibor. Once the community daven Ma'ariv, it should obligate the Tzibor on one condition. There's one shul. We don't have that today. We have numerous shuls. So therefore, I don't think that halacha can be invoked so easily. So women light candles whenever they light candles on an early Shabbos. Obviously, it has to be after the plug, but whenever they want. So, as you can see here, there's a distinction between Ma'ariv and other commandments. For Ma'ariv purposes, it's already Shabbos. For other commandments, it's still Friday. You want to go all the way? This might look very strange, and we'll get to this at the end of this year. But if you've already davened Ma'ariv of Shabbos, and you said good Shabbos, can you put on tefillin then? I can make a case that you could. First of all, we've already seen that the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and says that even when you daven Ma'ariv at the plug, you can put on tefillin afterwards. Number two, is tefillin so muktzeh on Shabbos? We don't put on tefillin on Shabbos, but we have absolute testimony in the Gemara that there were Amorim that thought you do put on tefillin on Shabbos. It's not a violation of Shabbos. So you could say I've accepted Shabbos, but this is not a violation of Shabbos. Now, I'm not going that far, and you'll see why at the end of this year. But on a regular Friday, a regular night of the week, I would go that far. Number three, a woman is obligated to count 7 clean days before she goes to mikvah. So Friday night, she lit her candles, and her husband came home from shul, and it's broad daylight outside, and she forgot to do the check for one of the clean days. Can she still do it for that day? Did she lose that day? You know, the 7th clean day starts with something called a hefsek tara. And she didn't do the hefsek tara, she can't cast down counting the 7 clean days. So her hefsek tara is a Friday, and she did not do it. And her husband came home from shul, and all of a sudden she remembered she had a husband. And she says, wow, I forgot to do the hefsek tara. Now this is a question in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Nida. And the Rama brings 2 points of views. Look at the bottom of the page. Yesh omrim, that if the tzibur mekabel Shabbos, done! It's already Shabbos, you lost today. You'll have to do your hefsek tara on Shabbos, you lose today. You lost today. However, some people say it's okay. And many, many, many poskim, you can look on the bottom of the page, the Rashal, the Shach, the Aruch HaShulchan, Tara Tabayit, Badei HaShulchan, Dogo Mervava. I'm not going to go through all the names of who they are, but these are Gdolei HaPoskim on Hilchos Nida, all say, even if she daven Ma'ariv, she can still do a hefsek tara as if it's Friday. The Rashal, brought in the Shach, disagrees with that one point. But he agrees in principle that if the woman doesn't daven Ma'ariv, and many women do not daven Ma'ariv, she can definitely do a Hefsek Tara. So imagine the scene. She already lit candles. It's Friday night, meaning Saturday, but she's pretending as if it's Friday. So she'll count to 7 clean days from Friday night. Shabbos will be day 1, etc. So as we could see, we saw three different parts of halacha, where even if you daven Ma'ariv at the plug, it still doesn't turn the day into night. And therefore I think that indeed you should wear tefillin at that time. And allow me to say that even if you disagree, look, the Shulchan Aruch paskened against it. We have to be following the Shulchan Aruch. So what if the Mishnah Berurah agreed? Just for a moment, why do you think the Shulchan Aruch said Yesh Mi Shomer? So I suggest it today because he himself disagrees with himself in other areas where he makes a distinction between davening Ma'ariv and other areas of halacha. Meaning it's Ma'ariv, from Ma'ariv purposes, it's Saturday, but for other purposes, it's still Friday. For Sfira purposes, if it's Hefsek Nikiyim purposes, etc. Even if you disagree with that whole razzle-dazzle lumdus, straight thinking, Bir Halacha says. So Achronim disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch paskin one way. What are you doing a Suffolk Dol Raisa? The Chumrah. This guy did not do a biblical commandment. So we don't know if the Shulchan Aruch is like the Mishnah Berurah, but we don't know. We don't know who's right. It's a Suffolk Dol Raisa. What are you supposed to do? The Chumrah. That's what the Bir Halacha says in Hilchos Tefillin. The Bidvar Torah Sveiko Lechumrah. V'shema Hu Adayin Yom. Maybe it's still day because of all the things we've seen. And therefore, Suffolk Dol Raisa is the Chumrah. So number one, we saw many areas in halacha where we can make a distinction between davening Ma'ariv and everything else we do. Sfira, counting Zayin Nikiyim and whatnot. So we can definitely make the case you can put on tefillin later. And number two, even if you disagree with that, I don't know who's right, but it's a Suffolk Dol Raisa. And a Suffolk Dol Raisa should be L'chumra. Therefore, I suggested to this rabbi that after Ma'ariv, he should suggest putting on tefillin. Then he said, okay, according to the razzle-dazzle logic, what about Friday night? You can make the same case, right? Friday night, you come home, you say it's Shabbos, but you pretend it's Friday with regard to Sfira Ta'omer, or Zayin Nikiyim. So why can't we do the same thing? Friday night, and I told him no. Friday night, not. Friday night, what are you going to do? Why did I tell him no on Friday night? Because of something that you have to be aware of when you paskin halacha, and with this we close. You see, when you paskin halacha, you have to also take into consideration something else. And that is, that if it looks too innovative, too strange, you should not go ahead and do it. If it looks too outlandish, even if you're right, you should be very careful. And what do I mean? On Motzei Shabbos, there's a halacha, just like on Friday night, that you can daven Ma'ariv from the plug. So Saturday afternoon at 5, whatever the plug is today, when is the plug today? 5:30? 5:30 Shabbos afternoon, broad daylight outside, you can daven Ma'ariv, say, Atachon Ontanu. You take a cup of wine, not the Nir and the Besamim, and you say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol ben Or Lechoshech ben Yisrael Amim, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. When the Shulchan Aruch brings that particular halacha from the Gemara, where in the Gemara, it's the same coin. Just like you can do it on Friday night, you can do it on Saturday night. You can't violate Shabbos yet, but you can daven Ma'ariv. Again, the distinction. The Shulchan Aruch adds, Mishehu Anus. Whoever has a real need should do that. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. The Ein La'asot Kein, the Davar Tamua Hu L'Rabim. You shouldn't do that. Why? What's Davar Tamua Hu L'Rabim? It looks apostrous. It looks strange. It looks like it doesn't fit, or allow me to be blunt, it doesn't look kosher. How do you say it's Shabbos? Everyone's wearing their shtreimel or their Shabbos clothing, and you're saying, Amavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, it's broad daylight outside. Amavdil ben Kodesh Lechol is night. So if there's a need, we have what to rely on. But both the Shulchan Aruch said, only if you're anus, you have no choice. And even the Mishnah Berurah says, don't do it. Why? Because it's the Davar Tamua Hu L'Rabim. What is he talking about? So if you go to the halachos that govern psikat halacha, how do you paskin? In your Yoredeya, Hilchot Kvod Rabo V'Tamid Chacham, Simon Reish Mem Bet, Sif Yud, we're going out of the world of Arachai and going into Yoredeya. So in Simon 242, Yesh Mishi Katav, there are those that wrote, Shasu v'chacham la'atir davar ha'tamua shenira la'rabim shehitir et ha'iser. You shouldn't go ahead and paskin publicly something that people will look and say, I just saw that rabbi say you can eat something usser. I just saw that rabbi say you can eat chametz on Pesach. Now you may say, the rabbi has all the sources, everything's good. I don't care how it looks. The truth is, Simon Reish Membet, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, do not paskin halacha if it looks so strange, so outlandish, that people will start saying, well, this guy's nuts. And what is it based on? It's based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin, also in Chulin, but I'll paraphrase the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Hei Amud Aleph into Amud Bet. When Rav came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he was a great Talmud Chacham. And he had a lot of, not controversy, but surprises. He came to a community where they didn't know much. And he saw them making endless mistakes in Halacha. But he was a huge Talmud Chacham. This guy had an innovative mind beyond belief. So they wrote in the Gemara, so the guy says, Ben Achoti Yored LeBavel. So the son of my sister came to Bavel. What do we call the son of my sister in English?
My nephew
came down to Bavel. Yore, should we give him smicha called Yore Yore? Regular smicha. They said, yes. Yodin Yodin, can he be a Dayan? Yes, absolutely. So for my whole life, I thought those are the two smichas. You can get regular smicha, and you can be a Dayan. The Gemara goes on, there's one more smicha. Above the regular rabbi, the Dayan, there's one more. Yatir Bechoros. So if you have a behemata tahora, a pure animal, let's say a cow, and the cow gave birth to a firstborn, baby, boy, maybe, boy, that's a Bechor behemata tahora. You have to give it to a Kohen. Now this guy, the only way you don't give it to a Kohen, and you can't let it work, so he eats all your food and he does nothing for you. It's like a useless animal. So you have to bow down to the animal, treat it like a king, and it's a big problem. I'm not going to say how we deal with it today, but the Gemara says, Yatir Bechoros, and the Gemara says, Al Yatir. No. So he can be a rabbi, a dayan, but he cannot go ahead and look at an animal and see if it has a what? A mum. Because if it has a mum, everything I just described is off limits. You can go ahead and use it. My taima. If because you say he's not smart enough, he didn't learn it. You just said he was a genius. Maybe he doesn't know mumim. You know, certain rabbis don't have an expertise in certain areas. I was once in a shul on Shabbos Shuva, and it happened to be Ha'azinu. And the rabbi added Elias. Right after davening, I went up to him, and very quietly, without anyone asking, I said, you know, I was wondering, you added Elias. I always thought the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, I don't want Parshat Ha'azinu. I won't go into the reasons why. And he said, what are you talking about? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. So it happens to be in an area where people usually don't learn it. If you know the Mishnah Berurah set, it's Chelik Dalet, very skinny set. The beginning of it is Hichos Eruvin, and no one wants to deal with that, because that's too technical. And at the end, he brings Hichos Rosh Chodesh, and how much you have to learn about Rosh Chodesh. Kiddush Levana, no, I say the words. Then he brings a few laws that govern laning. And one of them is, you can't add in Parshas Ha'azinu. So if you say he doesn't know, now what are you going to do? His expertise was in Eruvin. His expertise was in Pesach. His expertise is not in Hosafos, and when can you make it in the Torah reading? Right? But this rabbi, he knew everything. For 18 months, I spent my residency in a farm with a farmer who showed me, this is a mum that stays, this is a mum that will go away. A mum that stays invalidates the behema, it's no longer Bechor Behema Tahara. A mum that goes away is still a Bechor Behema Tahara. It's going to go away. It has a little cut, it will go away. So Rav is a genius. Rav knows mumim. How come he cannot get the smicha to matir Bechoros? Says the Gemara. Mishum hai gufei. Exactly because of that reason. The Rav Baki Mumei Tfei, because he knows this area so well, the Shari Mumei Delo Yadai Che, and he'll start being Matir Mumim that no one else would be Matir. The Amri, and people will say, Ki Hagavna Shari Rav, Atul Meshri Mumo there. They'll say, oh, Rav allowed this, so I'm going to allow that. In other words, people will make mistakes. When you're too innovative sometimes, people will make mistakes. And the Shach says, Nira Dahainu Dafka Yimetir Bistam. But if he says to the question, "Tama davar, elu panim, u'shemivi rayot mitoch ha'sefer muter," So the Shach says if you're able to prove your point and give a proper shiur and explain it to your community, it's okay. And therefore I say on a Friday night with all the explanations in the world, how in God's name are you going to say Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos, good Shabbos? Oh, let's put on film. With all the razzle-dazzle lumdus we said today, it's going to look strange. On a regular night of the week, I can phantom it as long as you do what the Shach says. And what does the Shach say to do? Prove your point. Have sources. And this is very important in the world of halacha. When you go ahead and do something innovative, and the whole response in literature is innovative if you think about it, the clash between reality and halacha, first of all, you better know what you're doing. And number two, if it looks too strange, you better think high and low. As the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Misha Katav Shasul Lacham Latir Davar HaTamua Sheniru LaRabim Sheyitir Et HaYisr. So if you see a guy eating a cheeseburger, and he says, the rabbi said it was okay. The rabbi said it was okay. The rabbi may have to think, well, it's definitely okay because it's parva cheese, 100% parva cheese. The guy's even lactose intolerant, so if he eats cheese, he drops dead. So obviously, he's not eating a true cheeseburger. But what does it look like?
Marstein.
It looks like it's not kosher. So therefore, the rabbi, perhaps in that situation, should do what? Tell the gentleman, you can eat it. Make sure you put on the table the wrapper from the parva cheese. And everyone knows you're eating parva cheese.
That's another reason.
And you can go on and on with examples. I mean, let's just say we were all Friday morning, it was a Rosh Chodesh, and we all missed laning. And Friday night we come to shul, and the rabbi and we missed laning, we should make up laning. So they daven mincha, and then they lane. People will say, conservative, reform, what are you doing? It looks strange, so you better explain what you're doing. You have to explain that we were 10 people, we were chayiv in Kriyas Torah, we missed it because we didn't have a Sefer Torah, we decided to make mincha a touch earlier on Friday night in order to make up the laning. But if it looks so strange, like tefillin after you said good Shabbos, I would say no. Therefore, I told the rabbi, yes, encourage people to put on tefillin even after the plug, on a regular day, on a Friday night, despite the case I can make, I would say not. Okay.
I remember seeing it.